We're at the Minnesota Auctioneers Association winter meeting, and it is January 20th, 2018. We're going to learn a little bit about Dale Flatabow's life. Hey, Dale, can you tell me a little bit about how you got into the auction business?
Well, it's a long time ago. I've been in it for 40 years, and it's this way that I told my wife for many years. Not many years, but probably 3 to 4 years. I was a farmer, okay? And I grew up in the farm, was raised in the farm and the likes of that. I said, when I get the ground plowed this fall, the corn picked, the beans harvested, the ground plowed, I'm going to go to the auction school. Well, what happened was is that I told her the same thing the next year and the next year and the next year. And she said, you know, Dale, maybe you should make good on your promise. Maybe you should go to the auction school. So, I was either going to, then I told her I was either going to build a dairy barn and milk cows like I had brought up to do, like my father did, or I was going to go to the auction school. Well, we were both raised on a dairy farm, and she said, I don't think you should build a dairy barn. I think you should at least try the auction school. So, I head out to the auction school and the likes of that and found out that, and I told her when she dropped me off at the school that I said, if I don't like this thing, why don't you come and pick me up in a couple days? Well, I found out I didn't like it. I loved it. And, after that, it was just history. I guess I loved it so much that I went to the auction school. I got a big break in the business when I started working for Abner Jacobson in the auction business and that type of thing. And it's been a great time.
Good for you. And what do you like about the auction business?
Well, there's always something exciting going on with it. Because of the fact, and especially in a hot market, if you're selling a hot market like land has been, as an example, in 2012, when corn was $6.56 a bushel on December 18th, 2012, in Renville, Minnesota, we sold 278 acres at public auction that brought $11,040 an acre, and that's pretty exciting to me.
That's
a good time. Yeah. And there's down markets too, but you gotta just roll with the flow per se.
Sure. And who has been the biggest influence in your business life, and what lessons did they teach you?
Well, a guy that took me under his wing, his name is Abner Jacobson from Benson. I have to honestly say that it's probably big. They've been the biggest influence in my auction life because of the fact that I started working with him, and I went up to see him quite a few times. He was a John Deere dealer in Benson, and it was this way that he had what he said was plenty of guys working with him already. But finally, after I'd seen him about five times, I said, Abner, if I ever get a sale of my own, would you come and help me with the sale? And he talked with a deep voice. Yeah, I think I can, Dale, but I'll tell you, gotta let me know ahead of time because by golly, I'm pretty busy. So a good friend of mine that I hunted deer with for many years and that type of thing, he passed away and everything that he owned became an estate because his wife had died 2 years before he had. And the likes of that, and we were just lucky. Abner worked with me on the sale, and it brought good money. And after that, it seemed like my telephone started ringing.
Good news.
Yeah. It was good. It was fun.
Do you plan on retiring? If so, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm 75 years old right now, and you know what? I've had some setbacks in my health and the likes of that, but I guess I've bounced back and I'm feeling good. I still farm 100 acres of land on my farm. I work with my children in the business, and only by the grace of God was my wife and I so lucky that all three of our children are auctioneers right now at this time. And matter of fact, my son, Glenn, he's just really rocking in the auction business, and this sounds like a bragging father, but it's the truth. So anyway, and my daughter just left here. My other daughter, She was pretty busy, and she has another job too, but she helps us also in the auction business.
All right. And what is your favorite memory in the auction business?
Well, I guess my favorite memory in these days is the 23 years that I worked with Abner Jacobson. He's 93. He's going to be 93 years old on the 14th of June. And he had a super magnetic personality. Everybody liked him. When he was a John Deere dealer, he was also a salesman. People was waiting outside his door for somebody to come and, I mean, he didn't have to look for customers. They came to him constantly all the time. And his telephone rang all the time. He had auctions. Sometimes he had to double them up and have them on Sundays because of the fact he had so many sales. Unbelievable.
Are there any funny stories or interesting characters from the auctions?
Well, he was a character himself in the fact that, and his wife, he called her Toots. Her real name was Catherine. She just passed away, by the way. Her name was Catherine, and he would say, "Now, Dale," this is how Abner taught. "Now, Dale, I'll tell you, we got an auction tomorrow. And I want you at my place for breakfast and come there about 7 o'clock in the morning." And I liked my job pretty good. So I would come there like 10 to 7, quarter to 7, whatever. And she had a beautiful breakfast. But the sale was up in Cyrus. He lived on Scandinavian Lake that was to the south and east of Cyrus, probably 40 miles. But in order to go there and get to Cyrus, we had to go through Starbucks, Minnesota. And we go to Starbucks, and Abner would say, "By golly, Dale, we better stop in and have some fun at the cafe. Do a little smart talk," he said. So he would stop in there. Some of the best times I ever had with the man is when I rode with him because he couldn't get away from me, okay? If you went with him to an auction, or you go to him to the cafe, and the likes of that, he'd drop you like a dirty shirt because he'd be doing PR work and he'd be shaking hands with everybody in the booths in all these different spots. So a lady comes up to him one day and she says, "Abner, why are you shaking hands with all these people?" "Hell," he said, "I'm running for governor." "That's what you're supposed to do when you're running for governor," which was not the truth. But they loved him. They loved his personality, okay?
How about that?
Well, it's the truth. It's a fact.
Yep. What kind of advice would you give to a person coming into the auction industry?
Well, I would say the best thing you could possibly do, you got to be positive. You have to have an uplifting personality. You got to be positive. Here's another thing he told me. I can't quit talking about this man because he taught me 95% of anything I know in the auction business. He said that, "Dale," I would ride with him to the auction. He'd poke on me as we're riding down the road, and he said, "Now, Dale, you got to listen to me. If I wasn't poking on you, you wouldn't remember what the hell I'm telling you." So, what do you tell me? He tell me this. He said, "Dale, if you don't have a little BS in this business, it's not going to work for you." And that's when I first started the business. So, it's just true. You got to have some fun with it, okay?
You got to have some fun, yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I guess with a positive personality, I'd like to be remembered as somebody that was well-liked, somebody that they would take confidence in, somebody that you could trust, and somebody that at the end of the day, whatever you said, you would honestly and actually do. You gotta perform. In this auction business, you gotta perform. You gotta do what you promised the people you were going to do. Probably one of the most important things.
Absolutely. Okay, and what are you most proud of?
Well, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'm the most proud of my children. And like my wife says, only by the grace of God were we so lucky. And I did send, and that makes me pretty proud, I did send all my children, three, two girls and one boy, to the Worldwide College of Auctioneering, Mason City, Iowa, same place I went. And they found out they loved it just like I do. and the likes of that. So beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'd have to say it's the kids that I work with now at age 75. And I still get to do a little bit calling every once in a while and so on and so forth. And that's why I tell everybody that I like porta potties. You know, back in the days of Abner Jacobson, this is so many years ago, there wasn't even porta potties, especially at farm sales and the likes of that. They went behind the tree. They went in the cornfield. They went in the chicken house, whatever. They did their potty work in the chicken house, okay? But in today's world, I love these porta potties. The main reason I love them so good is because my kids need to use them once in a while. Then I get to sell something. You get it?
Yeah. Oh, what are your hopes for the future of the auction business?
Well, I have to lead it back to my kids again. I just hope and pray that they can stay in it. The only reason my son is not here and my other daughter's not here because they were so busy. My son is doing auctions practically every day. I don't think he has one tomorrow, but I know he had about three of them tonight. And he had two other auctioneers working for him doing, he does big fundraising auctions like the American Cancer Society, the Heart Foundation, Helping Paws, which is the blind, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. So he does them, and this, you know, I'm sorry if this sounds a little windy, but he does them, he'll do them in California and Chicago and Montana, and I don't know, I can't. He passed me up like I was standing still. And so did my girls. Yeah, so yeah. What could I say that'd make a difference? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us.